with Josh Sexton to reminisce over some games. You gave me a game and I didn't do it because I couldn't remember it. Even trying to research it, I was like, she's got no recollection of this. So sorry about that.
No, it's all
But
right.
that
It was
went by the wayside.
one of them where it was, I think because of like the premise of what like I thought Lost Tapes was. It was one of those games that's like really forgotten, but I feel like it's dead important in the Klopp era. But even then, like my story for it was mad in that like I didn't go to anything. It was West Brom away in 2017, so the end of the 2016-17 season. And it feels like the game the minute where I go, well, we're going to get top four then, because that's just how like this team is grinding out results to sort of get top four. But like you say, I think it would be a game that like loads of people just won't remember, because it almost like pales into insignificance with all the footy miracles and stuff that Liverpool go on to do, and especially some of them at the back end of 16-17 as well, which felt like sort of big let-off moments. This wasn't one of them. It was one of them. It was like, fucking hell, that was graft, but we've got through the graft.
It is a funny one, this, because when you're trying to put these together, you are doing it on the premise that it's lost first and foremost, but ultimately it needs to be memorable in some form. So there has to be some significance, otherwise you're just talking about some shit nil-nil away to Sunderland. And you can do that, and there might be loads in it, but you're always trying to find that little bit of a balance between like angle and it being quite obscure. But anyway, we'll start with the Klopp game, which is Liverpool 3, Southampton 0, took place at Anfield on Saturday, the 18th of November 2017, at 3 p.m. Saturday. What a rarity. Liverpool's lineup is Mignolet, Lovren, Clavan, Moreno, Alexander Arnold, Wijnaldum, Philip Coutinho, Henderson, Firmino, Salah Mane. Notable, just very quickly on Liverpool, Robertson doesn't even make the squad here. So this is at the time where he's really struggling, really, really struggling. This is forgotten massively in his trajectory and his career, particularly. And Liverpool's under Klopp, really such a part of the furniture. But at this point in his Liverpool career, he's not even making squads. So Southampton is Forster, Cedric, a certain Virgil van Dijk, Hoyt, Bertrand, Romeo, Davis, Tadic, Boufal, Redmond, and Shane Long. So they're managed by Mauricio Pellegrino at this point. Fair to say, this is around the time that Southampton could have Liverpool's number on certain games. They could just turn up with that particular sort of side with very familiar names, and you'd think these are going to do our heads in, and sometimes they do. But on this occasion, it's a bit of a procession.